Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
I would say, again, it's different kind of rules with the pros versus the college world, because there's so many college teams that developing a winning culture can be just, hey, you're getting to a bowl game every year, maybe you're in your top of the conference standings, or in the basketball world, you're going to March Madness, you know, maybe two or three times every 10 years or so. I don't know, something. Steve Ivey would probably agree with this, though. Nico Medved has developed a winning culture for CSU. Steve, we're talking deep today about winning culture. What constitutes a winning culture?
Yeah, Nico certainly understands it, and I think it comes with that motto, team together. It's not just a team that plays together and shares the ball on the court, but it's an organization that they don't just get along with each other. They embrace the community. They embrace the fans. They basically are a very, very together kind of organization. And that's very much what Nico's culture is all about.
Yeah, well, and we're seeing it. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, they're dancing. Last year, kind of the reboot year, kind of a funky year. You're getting used to life without Roddy. Steven starts the season hurt. And then this year, of course, they reloaded this thing. However, Steve, I would have said you're crazy if after what, 12-1? The Rams went 12-1 in their non-con schedule. If you would have told me, yeah, they're going to finish, what, 7th in the Mountain West. And then I also would have called you crazy if you said, you know, they're going to finish 7th in the Mountain West, but still go dancing. So it isn't sports. Like, man, they're great. They're so much fun. It's crazy.
The Mountain West is ridiculous this year, as you know, Brady. We've got six teams that right now are lined up to get at-large bids for the NCAA tournament. They've had five before, but never six. And you even have a scary seventh team in UNLV that has been playing as well as anybody over the last 6 weeks. So it's been a crazy deal. As for CSU, you know, we probably overlooked a couple of things. And, you know, I talked about this on my podcast that I put out this morning. You know, first of all, CSU had one of the more difficult schedules in the Mountain West. It's been rated as the second. You know, they play unbalanced schedule. They don't play every team twice. And CSU played the bottom four. Instead of playing them twice each, they played only six games against those teams, and they played all the other top teams twice. And so their schedule is rated the second hardest in the Mountain West. At the end of the season, it'll finish probably first or second as the hardest. The other thing is, and this is something Nico pointed out to me on Saturday, and it's really, none of us noticed this, and it's not something Nico complained about because he's one of those guys that just plays the hand that he's dealt. But, you know, there are byes within the Mountain West season. CSU went 14 games without a bye. That is the longest stretch any team went without a bye. And the example I use, Boise State went 11 games without a bye. The last two games of that 11-game stretch, they lost by 13 at CSU and 19 at Utah State. And now Boise State is top 25 in the net rankings. Imagine if CSU could have had maybe a little more rest. And so they've been running on fumes. And I think, you know, what we're really seeing is that kind of the byproduct of team together. It would have been real easy for them to fracture. And they haven't. They came out and they played a solid game against Wyoming on Saturday on senior day for Isaiah and came away with a good border war win.
Yeah, that was a big one for so many reasons, Steve. My concern was, how emotional is this night going to be? Obviously, you have the terrible tragedy with what happened with the Wyoming swimmers. And then you have, you know, mixed in, it's senior night. It's Isaiah's last night at Moby Arena. That's an emotional thing. Plus, this is a Wyoming team that, hey, they beat the Rams. And then they know that, hey, if we can finish the season at least saying we swept the Rams in the regular season, well, we can at least take that home as somewhat of a consolation prize. So there were some concerns in this one, and the Rams found a way to get it done, had to do it. Now they do have a lot of time off before they take on Air Force this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, credit to Wyoming. They came out, and they They could have buckled. There were a couple times when CSU got up by double digits, and they could have buckled. But a couple of freshmen were the ones that led Wyoming back. They had their two best players were freshmen, without any real a lot of experience in the border war. And I give a lot of credit to them for fighting back. But in the end, CSU put it away, and now it's on to Air Force, and that's another extremely important game. CSU has got to, I think, win the next two to be able to feel safe about getting an at-large bid to the NCAA.
So you've got the magic number at two. They got to find a way to win at least two games, whether it's one here against Air Force or in Colorado Springs, I should say, or hey, let's say something really bad happens and you lose that, you got to win two in the tournament.
Absolutely, they can't afford. I don't think they can afford a loss to Air Force, who's, you know, it would be a quad four loss. That would be a real dent on the resume. That would mean they'd have to win first round Mountain West game and then get a good win over a quad one win in the quarterfinal round in advance. That would be absolutely imperative. They cannot afford, if they don't get a shot at a quad one win in Las Vegas in the tournament, that means they lost in the first round. They can't afford to lose the next game. That will absolutely put them out of NCAA consideration.
So, Steve, the pressure cooker, the Rams are in it right now, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. That's fun. It makes it fun.
And yeah, I think
the players are digging it. The coaches are digging it. And, you know, I talked a little bit about this with Nico. I went to practice last Thursday. And, you know, I had them at the start of the year. When I looked at the schedule, I said 22-9. And if they win on Saturday, they'll finish 22-9. I thought it would come differently. I thought they'd lose a few more games in the non-conference. And I had no idea the Mountain West would be as good as it was. I thought they'd go 12-6 in conference. And of course, we got our expectations up high because they played so well coming out of the non-conference schedule. But if you looked at the beginning of the year, I talked about this team being a possible NCAA at-large team. I thought they were going to be NIT worthy for sure, and with a shot at the NCAA tournament. And they've exceeded my expectations. They've lined up that NCAA at-large bid really, really well, as long as they closed.
We're talking to Steve Ivey on the First Advantage Hotline. Steve, my man, we're losing you a bit. They're kind of cutting out, but we'll see how long this can go. Steve, when you look at Isaiah Stevens, his career, obviously we have all the record breaking, you know, getting to March Madness, maybe a chance to do that again. But what a phenomenal career this guy has had. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime kind of player for Colorado State.
Yeah, I think you and I would agree it would have been nice to see his number hung in the rafters after the game on Saturday. We're never going to see another player like him. First of all, you won't see a player stay for 5 years at a school given the current situation in college basketball. And the fact that he stuck his 5 years out, he delivered not just on the court but off the court as well. You met his mom. You met his brother. What an outstanding family. He's the kind of person, I mean, we all love our kids and we all think we're great parents, but I'll tell you what, I told Isaiah's parents on Saturday that I really admire them because they raised a kid that everybody would want to have and be able to call their own. He really is a special person, and I really wish they had hung his number in the rafters on Saturday.
I wish so. Is that something that comes later? I mean, is that still, is there potential there, or is that just kind of like not a thing CSU's into?
So we talked a little bit after the game. I was talking with my good friend Joel Cantalamessa of RamNation.com after the game, and we were approached by Kyle Neves, who you know. Kyle is one of the associate ADs that, in terms of overseas communication and stuff, and he told us that basically he fought for it. He was the only one really trying to push getting Zay's number retired on senior day. And he said the current process is you have to be a Hall of Fame member to get your number retired at CSU, and you need to be vetted for 8 years before you can be selected to the Hall of Fame. So right now the current process says they're 8 years away from being able to do that. And, of course, I laughed and I fired back. I hope I'm alive for it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you want to – I think you want to try to capture that now. You know, you capture that magic. It's weird. Same thing with the pros too. We have to have so many years after they're retired or whatever where they could be honored like that. But man, I think it should just be as easy as we've got it. We're putting the jersey up there. We're hanging it from the rafters, and you know. But who am I, Steve? Everything's got to have a few more rules to it, I suppose.
I'm one of these people that believes there's no time like the present, and it would have been a good time. I don't know if you saw Sean Keeler's Denver Post column that talked about Becky Hammond looking lonely up there.
Mm.
What would be funny with her number hanging in the rafters? You've sat in my seat. You know, I'm blocked from the other numbers that are retired. I can only see Becky's number, and I thought exactly the same thing as I looked up. There she was all alone, and it was like, wouldn't it be nice if we could see number 4 next to that after the game? And he captured it really, really, really well, the way a lot of people were feeling.
Yeah, well, there's just no doubt about it, man. Isaiah's one of those guys, sensational basketball player, sensational human being. And now, you know, they got plenty of season left for Colorado State. Get in there and put that exclamation point on his career and get into another trip. And I think that, man, breaking all the records that he's broken, plus you know, 2 trips to the NCAA tournament would be a pretty hefty resume.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I don't want to rule out, it's going to be tough to win the Mountain West tournament because they're playing on Wednesday and they're going to have to win 4 games. But if ever there was a team in a lineup, if they can get their bodies right and their minds right, I think they're worn out emotionally. I think that it's amazing how hard it's been tough to come back after 2 very bitter losses in the last week. But if they can get their minds wrapped around the fact that they're a very good team, get their confidence back, I have no doubt they have the type of style that can win 4 games. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how things go on Saturday and then in Las Vegas the following week. I'm excited.
Yeah, Steve, appreciate you, man. As always, good to have you back. I know you were going through, just a little, down in the dumps there. Some nasty, stuff hanging around, and then you got rid of it. So that's great, man.
I'm doing great. You know, I had a great time on Saturday. I sent you a text, and you saw a picture I put on social media. I was fortunate enough to get my hands. There were 2 people wearing game-worn jerseys of Isaiah Stevens on Saturday. Isaiah was one of them. I was the other. I was fortunate enough to get one loaned to me by CSU through the good fortune and good nature of Nico Medved and the rest of his program, specifically Joe Desiman, who stepped up and helped out. And they found an old jersey that Isaiah had worn previously. I am not one of these fanboys that wears people's jerseys. I really wanted to honor him by having his jersey to wear. And that was such a special day for me. It was a lot of fun.
No, I love it, man. I think it's great. I mean, there's just certain guys that, like you said, you're not a fanboy, but there's certain guys that kind of bring that out in you. And I think Isaiah is certainly one of them. Steve, my man, always appreciate you. What do you have for us at the podcast and the blog that we can check out, that our Rams fans can check out?
I put out a pod this morning, recorded last night, and I recapped a lot of stuff we just talked about with the Wyoming game. I got into detail talking about some of the things that were kind of fun for me to watch because I went to the practice on Thursday and I saw a couple of things in practice that were discussed, and then to watch them executed in the game, that's always exciting because you see coaching at work and you see what happens on the practice floor. But the back half of the podcast is a very long, lengthy discussion and a bit of a rant. There's been talk about the Mountain West trying to become the Big East of the West Coast. And yes, they're having a great year this year, but they have to fix a lot of things if they want to get to the level of the Big East. And quite frankly, I brought up a couple of controversial things. And one of them was talking about, if you're really serious about being the Big East of the West Coast, you have to look at your 2 worst programs and consider turning them into football-only schools. Because right now they are dragging the conference down. So I encourage people to have a listen, and it's on, like I said, it's on Spotify under Crackers College Hoops.
All right, my man Steve, appreciate you. I'm glad you're feeling better. It's the show's better. The culture. is better around Colorado State when Steve Ivey is running around, man. So appreciate you, my friend.
You bet, Brady. Have a great week. We'll
right.
talk.
You too, man. 44 after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.